one of the Avinu Malkenus that we say during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Avinu Malkenu Mechok Berachamecha Harabim Kol Shitre Chovotenu. We ask Borei Olam, Avinu Malkenu, our Father, our King, Mechok Berachamecha Harabim, erase in your great mercy Kol Shitre Chovotenu, all the documents, all the IOUs, all the shtarot, all the papers that obligate us on a chovot, on debt. We're asking God to rip up the papers that obligate us. So what's this explanation? Is it asking God to forgive us for our sins? We already said in the Avinu Malkenu earlier, Meheh ve'aved pesha'inu meneged enecha. So what's this, what are these shtarot that we're talking about? What are these documents that we're asking God to rip up? So the great Gaon of Yitzhak Elchanan was the chief rabbi of the city of Kavno. Zecher Tzadik Levracha explained it like this, that Am Yisrael is responsible for their own actions, but we also accepted upon ourselves the concept called Arvut. Arvut means that we're responsible also for all the actions of all Klal Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, which means we have an obligation to see to it that not only we don't sin, but we have to make sure to promote an atmosphere where others also will not sin as well. And just like we have an obligation to keep mitzvot, we also must do our utmost in order to make it available for others in order to fulfill the mitzvot. And therefore, the first thing that we say, Meheh ve'aved pesha'inu meneged enecha, that's for our personal sins. But we have a debt, we have shtarot over here, that's where we're responsible for the sins of others. Because, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. So asking God, please, if our actions impacted others negatively, and they sinned on account of us because we weren't as pious as we were, maybe a person who comes late to the synagogue, so he causes others now also to come late, because he now makes the atmosphere weaker. If a person misses the shi'ur from time to time, so now already others also become lackadaisical. So now we're responsible for their shortcomings as well, because Kol Yisrael Arevim. So he asked Borei Olam, Mechok Berachamecha Harabim Kol Shitre Chovotenu. All what we obligated ourselves from others, all those papers that are because of outstanding debt that we cause others to sins, erase them as well. But I saw an explanation to explain the word Mechok Berachamecha Harabim. Erase in your great mercy. What does it mean to erase with great mercy? So one rabbi said there's two ways of erasing words on a paper. One way is you pour a little liquid on it, like an erasing liquid, a water or something like that, and it just erases the ktav. But there's another way. You take a knife and you start to chip away and you cut away and scrape away the letters. What's the difference between the two ways of erasing? When you use the liquid eraser, so therefore the words are gone, but the cloth, the parchment remains intact. However, when you use the knife, at the end of the erasing, the whole parchment is all cut up. And therefore we ask Borei Olam, if you're going to have to erase the shtarot, if you're going to have to erase it, please Borei Olam, do it Berachamecha Harabim, Meheh ve'aved, just erase it. Just give us forgiveness. Don't have to take out the knife. Don't do it with yisurin, don't do it with affliction, don't do it with punishment. Do it Berachamim. If you have to forgive us, Kol ha'amir ma'avir ha'midotav, ma'avirim lo ha'ro peshav. Just give it to us as a midah keneged midah because of our good intentions. And that's what it means. Mechok Berachamecha Harabim.